AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden honors America's war dead at Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day, laying a wreath at the hallowed burial ground and extolling the sacrifices of the fallen who fought and died for
democracy. That's the soul of America. And I believe it's a soul worth fighting for, and so do you, a soul worth dying for. Heroes who lie in eternal peace in this beautiful place, this sacred place, they believe that too.
Observances have been held across the country this year with more attendees because of easing virus restrictions. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a prayer wall has been erected to honor those who died in a massacre 100 years ago. In Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood, it wiped out prosperous black residents. Reverend Robert Turner dedicates the site.
The only thing we have that's still standing is this basement. And this exterior wall, God led me in inspiration from the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem to become a prayer wall for racial healing.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll call the legislature back into special session to finish the vote on a bill that would impose new voting restrictions after Democrats walked out.
The minority Democrats in the Texas House walked out of last night's last day of the regular session, ending GOP chances of passing what's been described as one of the most restrictive voting measures in the country. State Representative Chris Turner says the Republican legislative agenda has become more extreme.
Needless legislation. That panders to the far right.
14 Republican-controlled states have passed more restrictive voting laws since former President Donald Trump lost the election. I'm Tim McGuire.
In sports, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees 3-1. This is AP News. Authorities in the Miami area have released a snippet of video showing a white SUV as they hunt for suspects in a deadly banquet hall shooting this weekend.
We must get these killers off the streets.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava on WPLG, after three people got out of an SUV early Sunday morning and shot into a crowd outside a banquet hall that had been rented out for a concert. They used assault rifles and handguns.
Gun violence is an epidemic, and the pandemic has intensified it.
The three shooters have not yet been identified, and there is a $100,000 reward for any leads.
We need you to come forward.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities say a huge American flag and several smaller flags were stolen from a Southern California veteran cemetery over the Memorial Day weekend. The flag measures 25 by 30 feet. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.